It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Top of the hour is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. And this hour is being brought to you by Team Hochberg. Visit their website, 56David.com. That's 56David.com. Ray, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Coming soon, the greatest untold story of college basketball.
Into Harkness, turnaround jumper's good!
The legendary 1963 Ramblers that broke racial barriers across the country.
Segregation of the races at all levels.
There were times that we feared for our lives.
How did this team change the sport forever?
It was the beginning of modern basketball.
The Loyola Project, a documentary film by O'Malley Creedon Productions, narrated by me, Lucas Williamson, coming soon.
If you've got Paramount Plus, you can check it out. If not, you can wait until Saturday and see it, but I am telling you, you need to see it. It'll be on CBS. I'm so happy that Lucas Williamson has time to talk with us. Hoops Talk, Championship Hoops Talk on The Score is being brought to you by Health Markets Insurance Agency. Your insurance marketplace can help you find the right dental plan that fits your insurance needs, and their advice is free. Visit shop.healthmarkets.com today. That's shop.healthmarkets.com. And Lucas joins me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Lucas, thank you so much for joining me. I loved this documentary. How long did it take to get done, and what made you want to be a part of it?
Hey, Lawrence, it's a pleasure to be on. But I was working on this project for maybe a year and a half. Because of COVID, it took us a little longer to actually like get it done. Patrick, the director of the film, and his crew, he was working on it for like closer to 2 years. But obviously, like, this story, when you hear it, like, you'll see why it holds such a special place in my heart. Especially, like, you know, just being in the Loyola family, like, just some of the things that they had to go through off the court, on the court. It's just an incredible story. So because of that reason, when Patrick came to me and offered me, you know, the narrating job on this movie, I was a little hesitant at first. I just didn't want to be the one that mess it up. But, you know, I'm always down to trying new things, and, you know, he voiced his confidence in me. We kind of just played it by ear. We kind of just did trial and error. at the beginning, and you know, he ended up liking the way it sounded, so we went with it.
Is it true that you voiced all of this in a closet?
Yeah. Like I said, I filmed the majority of this over COVID, and this was like when, like lockdown COVID. So yeah, they sent me a mic stand, and a spit mic, and I recorded the majority, well, actually all of it, the VO, all of the voiceover in my closet.
Man, that's, did you aspire to be a filmmaker?
No, this is something that, like, you know, is a little out of my field. Like, I graduated last year, journalism major, Spanish minor, management minor, and I'm getting my master's in marketing right now. So, you know, filmmaking isn't something that, you know, I studied or something that I, you know, saw myself doing. But like I said, like, you know, I'm always down to trying new things. I'm very, I feel like outgoing person when opportunities are presented to me. So I just said, you know what, I can go with it. I can try it. If you don't like it, you can fire me and hire somebody else.
Are you still planning on, is professional basketball on your list of things that you want to do?
Yeah, I want to play basketball for as long as I can. You know, being a professional basketball player, that's something that I had grown up, you know, aspiring to be. And so I just want to play that out for as long as I can.
Okay. Lucas Williamson joining me here on The Score. The name of the documentary is called The Loyola Project. It's amazing. And I'm going to talk more about why it's amazing with Lucas in a minute, but you can see it on CBS. Do we know what time it's going to be on CBS on Saturday?
I believe 2:00.
Okay.
And it's like right before the first Final Four game.
Perfect. It's a perfect place for this. I loved the part in there where we see you all, the current group of Loyola players, talking with members of that team. What do you feel like you and your teammates took away from the experience of being able to, like, it being not just legend, but seeing those guys mm-hmm. in the flesh and talking to them about what happened to them?
Yeah, well, you know, within the program, you know, the 63 story is well known. And before COVID, those guys, they were always around. So we actually had the opportunity to meet them and, like, know them before that Zoom call even happened. However, like, we never talked about, you know, the intricacies of what they went through back then. We never specifically talked about race relations back then. Like, to have, you know, a space created for us to specifically talk about the things that they went through, you know, is something that they hadn't even done within, like, their locker room. So just that Zoom call was a phenomenal Zoom call. Like, I think it went on for hours, at least 2 hours, just talking and just getting to know each other's stories and just seeing how, you know, how much has changed since then, especially in the sports world. But then also how much hasn't changed and how much, you know, still needs to change going forward. It was a great productive talk.
It seemed like it. And seeing the younger players go, wait, you guys couldn't get haircuts on campus back then? And being shocked by it, I thought really drove the point home of what those guys went through as a groundbreaking, you know, like they're looked upon as being one of the most important teams in college basketball history because of what they did, but they still had to deal with so much that had nothing to do with basketball.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the main reasons as to why this story stands out to me is not only did they have to face racism like down south, but they also had to face racism in the north. Not a lot of people know that Chicago in the 60s was not the most friendliest place to be. You know, so they faced racism on campus. Then they had to go out and perform and compete at a high level and go to school. But not only did they have to compete at a high level, they won a national championship. Like, that is so hard to do. So hard to do.
Have you seen the documentary King in the Wilderness?
I haven't.
I want you to watch it because there's you guys talk a lot about Martin Luther King in Chicago during the time. I think it will, it will, it will even deepen your appreciation for what you guys did inside of this piece. It speaks very plainly to what it is that you guys were discussing about, not just segregation in the South, but how the city of Chicago, even now, is one of the most segregated cities in America.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think King even said that when he did his march in Chicago, that it was one of the like rowdiest crowds that he had ever been around. And he obviously had been all throughout the South.
Yeah, it details his time of living here, the 18 months that he was living here. It's called King in the Wilderness. It's really, really phenomenal, and I think that you would appreciate it considering what you did here. The other thing that I didn't know, like I knew of some of the stuff. I'm a lot older than you, Lucas. I knew about a lot of the stuff from my parents telling me stories about what Chicago was like, and I knew a lot of the history, and I love how you guys have it set up in the Gentile Center, where you can learn a lot about that team if you just come to a game. What I didn't know was the basketball stuff. I didn't know that they were out there playing 40 minutes a game, Lucas. My goodness. I know that you've done it on occasion, but could you imagine your coach being like, nah, no subs. We're going to go out here and go 40 minutes.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want to do that. You know, there's a reason as to why those five players that were playing, they're called the Iron Five, because they had to be made of iron, because just the toll that basketball naturally takes on your body. Like, just, I would have been praying for media timeouts. I don't even know if they had media timeouts back then, but like, I would have been praying for media timeouts. Oh, it would have been terrible.
Yeah, and then you see that they were willing to do it, but they were obviously breaking down. Look, I want people to watch the Loyola Project when it comes on CBS on Saturday at 2 before the Final Four games get started. But can you tell the story inside of the doc about the Loyola players going to New Orleans and what happened while they were there?
Yeah. The story of how, you know, they scheduled a game in New Orleans. This story is one of the craziest stories in the film for me. So George Island, they play a team down in New Orleans. They travel to New Orleans, and sometimes like Ireland becomes like a very interesting character. George Island is a coach. He becomes a very interesting character in the film because it's sometimes like I think that he's doing so much and try to be progressive, but sometimes I'm just like, some of the decisions that he makes, I don't know why he would do that. For example, like he gets in the cab with two of his black players when they finally get to New Orleans, and the cab driver is like, sir, you can't be in my cab. Like, I'm going to get arrested if I drive you in the cab, because it was illegal for a white man or a black cab driver to drive around a white man. And what ended up happening is they show up to the hotel, and the hotel's like, it's a white-only hotel. So half the team ended up staying at the hotel, and the other half ended up staying, I think, in
a Algiers
neighborhood. Yeah, like, and if, in the story, the black players end up, like, turning it around and making it a funny story, because the black players had, like, no curfew, there's no coaches to tell them where to be. So they ended up having a good time. But like at the end of the day, like I can't imagine, you know, going on a trip and not being with half my team. Like there's so much that goes into preparation before a game, like watching film and going through walkthroughs and going to practice, going to shoot arounds that require me to be with my teammates. I can't imagine if you take that away from us. It's like, I can't imagine that even happening. It's just not a possibility in 2022 for me.
And you're right. You know? Like I found myself like going, oh, well, he understands that playing the best players is the right move, but he's also like manipulating the starting lineup because he doesn't want to have five black players on the floor. Or the wild part about that story is we're not sure that George didn't know that it was going to be segregated, and he told his players, no, this is a last minute thing. He is a very interesting character in this whole thing.
And the craziest thing about that story is that, you know, after they played the game and they completed the trip, he like denounced New Orleans for saying for like all of their segregation laws and stuff. However, Xavier University, which is down the street from where they would have been playing, they said that they offered the whole team to be housed on campus there. So, like you said, we don't know if Ireland like just simply didn't know about the segregation laws, but they were offered a place for the whole team to stay.
It's an incredible documentary. It's called The Loyola Project. It's on Paramount Plus. You can check it out now. If you don't have Paramount Plus, CBS, 2 o'clock, you can check it out. Set your DVRs, your TiVos, whatever, to record it because it is really, really amazing. Lucas, this whole experience for you at Loyola, how would you describe it? Like the whole thing, the whole process of you being there.
Oh, man, that's such a loaded question. It's just been a blessing. I mean, I've had, some successes on the court, and that's great. And, like, that's what I worked so hard for, and that's ultimately, like, you know, why I decided to come to Loyola to, like, win basketball games. But I think what I remember even more is just the people that I've met through Loyola, the relationships that I've created, with alumni, with, the supporters of our team, and with my coaches and my teammates. And I think that is what I'll take away most from my experience at Loyola. And then it always helps, winning games and get into the tournament. That's like the cherry on top.
You've been to a Final Four. What does it mean to you that you are now associated with a team that won a national championship and that Loyola sits alone in this state with a national mm-hmm. championship?
Yeah, it means a lot. And I think that, us at Loyola, like, we knew about the story of the 63 team. And I kept telling my teammates, like, you think you know, but, like, you really don't know all of what they went through until you watch the film. My teammates, they watched the film, and then afterwards they were like, you know what, like, that story makes wearing the jersey and representing Loyola feel that much better. Like, I feel like everybody that is associated with Loyola, they feel a lot better about their decision to be associated with Loyola because we're related to those guys and that team.
Lucas, congratulations on what you've accomplished, not just with the Loyola Project, but the way that you approach college is a way that I think a lot of people can learn from. And I'm glad that you maximized every piece of like educational opportunity that was available to you. It's quite an achievement. And you should be really proud of it. And I'm sure that your family is extremely proud of what you've accomplished. I have no doubt in my mind that whatever you choose to do, that you're going to succeed. And that gives me a lot of hope that you were out here looking at ways to better yourself, not just with basketball, but everything that college can offer. I'm really proud of what you've accomplished there. And good luck to you going forward.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that, my man.
And please, please watch the King in the Wilderness documentary.
I will.
And let me know what you think, okay?
I will, for sure. Thank you for having me back on.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. Lucas, be well, and I'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Lawrence. Thanks for having me.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.